history could be made this Sunday at the Margaret River Dairy Company with a cheese tasting world record potentially up for grabs. I've got a man that is going to be very, very busy today. The production manager, Tiago, on the line. Morning to you, mate.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've got a big job ahead of you, mate. You've got to make a bunch of cheese.
Yes, yes. It's going to be a very busy day for us. It's going to be a Guinness World Record type attempt for us for the larger cheese tasting event. It's going to happen this Sunday, on 25th February.
It's going to be very, very exciting. Hopefully, you guys can break the record. I'm going to be there as well, which means I'll be a part of history as well. What cheeses are going to be available for the tasting?
So we will be presenting three types of cheese. It's going to be a Brie, a soft ripened cheese. The second one will be a Club Cheddar original flavor. And the third cheese will be a farmhouse style. It's the same soft cheese original flavor as well.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. I love cheese. Yeah. I tell you, and as far as cheese goes, the Margaret River Dairy Company makes some pretty good cheese, mate. Why is it so good?
Thank you. So we've been making cheese from a dairy on the Basel Highway in Metricot since the 90s. We were born in a sense because in 2012, after fire destroyed the factory, a new dairy was built, which includes a large cheese and yogurt tasting room for our visitors. And we now serve coffee, milkshakes, and ice cream as well. But not everyone realizes all the Margaret River dairy cheeses and yogurts that we make and pack on site, but a team of more than 50 talented local employees. So by having this big fun event, we're able to spread the word about our company and hopefully break a world record at the same time.
Yeah, no, makes a lot of sense, man. I imagine a lot of locally sourced ingredients as well go into the cheese.
Oh, 100%, yes. A majority of our products, it's made with at least 90% Australian ingredients, and most of them are made locally. Yep.
No, that's great to hear, mate. Well, if people want more information, they can go to the website, margaretriver.com. It's on there. It's on our website, triplem.com.au. It's on our Facebook. Mate, I'm excited about this. Hopefully, we can break a world record, okay, mate?
Oh, yes, definitely. We've been overwhelmed with the interest, and looks like that we might get around 600 people on Sunday.
Wow.
Yes, coming along to help us to set the record of worlds of large cheese tasting event. So I think people really love cheese, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly it, mate. Thanks for the chat today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. And I would like just to say that we've had some great support from the community. The Basel Fringe Festival is including us on their calendar. And we have the Margaret River Cricket Club, the Lions Club, and the City of Boston and more helping us to make this happen. And I hope to see you all there.
Fishing. A jerk on one end of a line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
Oceanic Marine, the only specialist boating service centre in Busselton.
Yes, and I do have the man himself, Holly, on the line. Morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good. How are you, mate?
I'm doing well. You had a chance to get out there this week?
We did. Well, when you rang last week, Max and I were out there. Actually, before I start, though, because last week when you guys come over, when I opened up the shed there, Aaron spotted the pool table and he actually scared me because he kept talking about the pool table. And after you guys demolished those crabs, he said, "Oh, you want a game of pool?" So I was actually nervous, but lucky by the end of it, that's what I'm talking about. I beat him by 3 balls, I think.
Yeah, so was I, mate. At first, when you're playing pool on foreign territory, you're only thinking one thing, just sink the first ball.
First ball,
just
exactly.
Sink that
right.
First ball. No one needs to drop their decks here.
Awesome. Max and I were out when we talked to you guys. It wasn't long after that we bagged out 2 nice dewies, 2 black ass, and 2 gummy sharks.
Wow.
So we're actually throwing back, 600 mil dewies. Just they were biting really good, like I was saying. And Maxine said, because we're talking about Oceanic Paul took his car crabbing.
Yep.
Maxine said, he's like, "You should get Paul and tell him to bring his car out and get some fish." And I just lost it. One to Paul. Good on you, Maxine. Crabs have got a bit quiet, guys. Don't know what's going on there, but they have been getting them up, the estuaries, up drains, and, right up, even up Bunbury way there. They're up the river, guys, so. A bit crazy what's going on there. The Blue Water Classic, I was talking to Ron Albury. He said the biggest dewey caught was 18.3 kilo, had to be growy. Land-based guys, a few mulloway got caught, which was the main prize, or the main money winners, actually. Big skippies were $350, was 1.5 kilo. The biggest black ass was 2.4 kilo. The biggest King Georgie was 560 mil long, 1.7 kilo. The biggest pinky actually caught was 10.8 kilo, so stonker of a...
Yeah, wow.
Ronnie always said he caught a 8 kilo queen snapper as well, which is and they fight pretty well too, actually. So, but the craze, guys, they reckon they're in at the moment. They're coming in slowly.
And like I say, I reckon you've got about 3 weeks to get onto those things. And the weather's not looking too good. I think there's a bit of a front coming through Sunday.
Yeah, it looks like a little bit of a front, yeah. So if you're out there, maybe don't get out there.
Yeah, but like I say, if you get up early, guys, there's King George's are in close, and I don't think anything beats the King George whiting, so any of the whiting. So, so tight lines, guys.
Nah, excellent. And thank you once again for your hospitality. We enjoyed those crabs the other day, and I enjoyed you beating Aaron and Paul, so it was a win-win for me. Tony Martin on the line, one of the many, many people behind making this production happen of Phantom of the Opera. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning to you, Alan.
I'm excited about this. I'm a huge Phantom fan, and you have a huge role in putting this together.
Well, yes. It's a joint production between the Southwest Opera Company, based in Bunbury, and the Bunbury Regional Entertainment Centre, and I'm organising it from the perspective of the Southwest Opera Company.
Excellent. So I imagine that you're looking for some really, really good singers then.
Absolutely, we are. The Southwest is full of musical and performing talent, and we're hoping to cast it mostly from this region. We haven't been advertising widely outside the region, mm-hmm. But there's every opportunity, every possibility that we're going to have a top quality cast.
Now, the cast, the auditions are actually happening this weekend. The production's set for October. I'm really looking forward to it. What are you hoping to see range-wise from people auditioning?
Range-wise, as in...
acting and singing, because everyone has to be able to sing in this one, don't they?
Yeah, well, they do. There are one or two spoken parts, small spoken parts, but it's basically an opera... an operetta, it would probably be called in the long run, although we use the term musical theatre now for contemporary things. There are parts for men and women and sopranos and basses, the whole range, and also there's a ballet. Top quality ballet dancing is also, we're also auditioning ballet dancers. I mean, the whole production is set in the Paris Opera at the, in the 19th century, the end of the 19th century. And, the Paris Opera puts on three productions during this show, so we have to cover three operas within the opera, if you like.
Yeah, no, it sounds a little complicated when you put it like that, but yeah, it is a tremendous show. I am looking forward to seeing it. Obviously, with the auditions happening on Saturday, might be a little bit late notice for people who are thinking about, you know, learning it right from now, but you never know.
Well, with for a man auditions... with your talents, Alan, I have no doubt.
Well, mate, if you've got a, like, tree number two role going... I might be able to give it a crack. But, mate, hopefully you get a massive turnout for it. People want more details. Where's the best place to go?
Well, the easy place to go is to the Opera Company website. So that's swoc.com.au.
Excellent.
Well, and there you'll find a link to all the information you could possibly want.
Excellent, mate. Well, good luck with it all. Hopefully we get some amazing Phantoms and Raouls and... another Christine's.
yes. Well, they're the three big ones, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they're the big ones. Yeah, hopefully, mate. Awesome. Well, thanks for the chat today, and hopefully it goes well for you.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Russell from the Busselton Fringe Festival on the line. Morning to you, mate.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, really good. Now, I understand you had a bit of a soft opening, a bit of a launch, a preview of what is actually going to be happening for the Busselton Fringe Festival on Saturday. How did that all go?
Yeah, it went really well, actually, really. There's a really good vibe about it at the moment. There's, you know, heaps and heaps of really good things that are going to be part of the festival this year. So, yeah, we had a chance to share the schedule with everybody, and the program's coming out this week, so it's all looking really good.
Now, I understand it's actually going to be across a few venues in Busselton.
Yeah, it's going to be primarily around the Art Geo Cultural Precinct, a lot of it in the World Theatre and acting up and around that area. Mm-hmm. So it's actually going to be fairly concentrated. We got a fringe central setup area there. There's going to be a bar and food trucks and live entertainment, all that sort of stuff happening all week as well. So it's really very focused around the centre of the town this year.
That's great. What does it mean to Busselton hosting events like this?
Oh, I think it just enables people to get involved in things that, you know, maybe they wouldn't see every, you know, every day of the year. Mm. You know, there's a whole broad spectrum of stuff. There's, you know, things for families. You know, there's a bit of late night entertainment for people that, you know, might be into that sort of thing as well. So it's an opportunity for people to come down and, you know, get involved in lots of different things for relatively low cost and, you know, without making too much of a commitment.
Yeah, I love it, mate. And I understand that a program would have come out for you guys. When does everyone else get to see it?
At the moment, you can see it on the website. Perfect. But it comes out this Friday. It's the official release of the hard copy program.
Yep, looking forward to it. There's something better about just having a hard copy on you. You can sit there and cross out what you don't, circle what you do.
Yeah, that's right. And it's being issued in the Busselton Times newspaper, so everybody gets their copy on their driveway Friday morning, open it up. All the program details will be in there in a special little insert, so you can grab one of those and keep it.
Excellent, mate. Well, Russell, thanks for the chat today, and hopefully it's a massive success. It looks like it's going to be huge.
Yeah, it will be. It's going to be absolutely great. We've got heaps and heaps of really good stuff this year.